Lapwing. Wet grasslands are something we have rather a lot of in Ireland, and these soggy habitats are often very special places. When spared from the plough and safe from chemical fertilisers, damp fields and soggy hill pastures can be full of wonderful wildflowers, busy with fluttering butterflies and moths, jumping with groundhoppers and crickets, rich with the low hum of buzzing bees. At this time of year, these wet fields and pastures are still sprinkled with a few tall wisps of shiny yellow buttercups or a scattering of pretty purple devil's bit scabious. Get down low and you may find tiny mushrooms too, their delicate characterful shapes rising up from the network of microscopic subterranean hyphae beneath the soil. Also underneath grasses and herbs is a plethora of invertebrate life, chomping through the soil and cycling through the nutrients, providing the fertile base upon which the whole ecosystem thrives. The little bugs and beasts that dwell in the moist earth are what sustain some of our most spectacular bird life, the breeding waders, birds who probe their beaks into the soft, wet ground to select their beastly dinner of bugs and worms. Our breeding waders, the lapwing, curlew, redshank and snipe, all live on these wet grassland habitats, feasting on the life below the ground, adapted to the rich diversity of these grassy swards. These are ground nesting birds, provided that the land has not been ploughed up, drained off, or reseeded with a monoculture crop of shiny Italian ryegrass. Wet grasslands were traditionally cut for hay only once a year, or lightly grazed with just a few cattle. This low-level management sustains a few cattle in an immensely rich and wonderful web of wildlife. The crowning glory of these wet grasslands and marshy habitats is the lapwing, one of the most beautiful and distinctive birds of Irish farmland. Lapwing have a wonderfully eccentric-looking wispy crest that sticks up from the crown of their head like a feathered fascinator on some glamorous lady from times long gone. The black and white banding on their bodies, when struck by sunlight, shows up in shades of iridescent green and purple, giving them the local name of green plovers in many parts of the country. The name lapwing comes from their loose, tumbling, floppy flight. Another name they go by is peewit, a fond title given after their distinctive call. Through the summer, the native breeding birds breed in wet upland pasture and in the floodplain meadows where rivers sometimes burst their banks. In these floodplain fields, floodwaters rich in river nutrients soak into the soil, nourishing the web of life with sediment from the higher reaches of the catchment. There are many wild plants and animals adapted to thrive with the natural ebbs and flows of floodwaters. Farming, too, was once adapted to these natural ebbs and flows, managed for hay in harmony with the natural conditions, or lightly grazed by cattle who thrive on the variety of natural grasses and wild herbs. The whole system sustains a wonderful richness and variety of life. At this time of year, our resident breeding population of lapwing is bolstered by the influx of wintering lapwing from afar, as those normally resident in Northern Europe flee the harsh winter weather there to spend the cold months in our milder lands. Their arrival to our shores is one of the quintessential markers of the changing of the seasons. Through the summer, lapwing aren't seen in great numbers, but now as the winter sets in, huge flocks hang out by the coast, where birds from near and far all mingle and mix. But our native breeding lapwing are now diminishing in number, vulnerable to the intensification of agriculture, where higher yields are the key concern and nature is deemed irrelevant. Lots of wet pasture has been lost to the march of conifer plantations too. For these are birds who depend on soft, wet ground to survive, so drainage can be their death knell. And because we've been draining so much of this type of land, pumping it for productivity, the lapwing just aren't managing to survive. along with the other breeding waders, the curlew, redshank and snipe. They are really struggling these days. In the last 30 years, Ireland's population of breeding lapwing has declined by as much as 90%. Along with the curlew, these beautiful birds are finding themselves on the verge of extinction. Ireland has a wonderful heritage of farming, where a certain harmony was once struck between the bounty of nature and the productivity of farm animals. Our farmland habitats and all the wildlife they can support have long been core to our cultural values, our language, our poetry, and our psyche. Now, in these troubling times of ecosystem collapse, we might seek to strike a better balance, to retain what remains of our natural heritage, and in an act of active hope, to restore our wet grasslands to their natural beauty and bounty.